Now let's allow our user to view a history of all of the transactions that they've made on our website. We'll display this as a chronology of the user's interactions, whether or not a stock was bought or sold, that stock's symbol and the purchase or sale price, the number of shares bought or sold, and then finally, the date and time at which that transaction occurred. So all of this information then must be contained within whichever table structure you have set up in your database. So this will also depend on your implementation of buy and sell. Create one template for history and then edit that route in application.py.